listening to the MMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin.
Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's beheadclothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The MMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin in association with beheadclothing.co.uk. Well, good evening and welcome to the MMF Podcast in association with beheadclothing.co.uk with me, Dennis Devlin. And tonight's special guests are, of course, that mad duo behind the Welsh unofficial song Tales of Wales, the Matchstick Heads. All that to come after this.
You're listening to the MMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin. This radio station plays more music like this.
Begin, shall we?
Soldiers
We made progress today. Same time next week.
You're listening to the NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin.
Three fantastic songs in a row, back to back. Coming up next after the break, we talk to the fantastic duo that is Matchstick Heads. That's all to come next after this.
You're listening to the NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. TerraceCult.com.
Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's beheadclothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin
in association with BHADClothing.co.uk.
BHAD Clothing Glasgow at BHADClothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on, save up to 50%. Just go to BHADClothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's BHAD Clothing Glasgow at BHADClothing.co.uk.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. TerraceCult.com.
Can you hear me, guys? If you've got headphones in, turn it down.
Hear you guys. That's it.
Hello, how are we doing?
Mate, sorry about that. I'm having some technical challenges.
It's all right. It's the beginning of the week. We expect these sort of things. How are you guys?
We're good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. Right, I'm just going to introduce you guys, okay? Good evening, I'm Dennis Delvin. This is the NMF podcast in association with BHADClothing.com. And I am very lucky and very pleased to welcome Matchstick Heads. Good evening, guys.
Hello.
All right. Good evening.
It's great to have you guys on. I'm obviously a big fan. I love the song. I've heard it so many times. I've played it. I need to know who came up with the idea for this.
Well, it's a bit of a story behind that. So we were in the pub actually, like before when we could actually go to the pub, back before Christmas. And I turned to Jonesy and I was like, Jonesy, mate, you're the creative one. You need to write a song for the Euros. And it all went a bit quiet for a while, and then about six weeks ago, I had a few cans one night, and I texted Jonesy. I was like, Jonesy, get over here. Let's write a song for the Euros. He's like, I've already written one. So I was like, Jonesy, get over here. Let's record the song for the Euros. So anyway, Jonesy came over. We started recording it in my front room. Soon realised it's pretty crap recording in your living room, right? So. Jonesy found Sweet Spot Studios. Yeah. A big shout out to the guys down there
in Cardiff.
Went down there, got it recorded, got it mixed down, and sounding pretty good.
It does. It's fantastic, and I have to say, and I'm not just saying this because I'm Scottish, but there is a moment in that video at the very start where you have a good laugh, and I believe the use of an Iceland carrier bag.
When we had Iceland in the lyrics, and we just thought it'd be cool to visualize it with the classic Welsh brand Iceland. We just lucky enough that it worked in the video.
5 o'clock in the morning trying to get that shot for the video.
Yeah.
Then laps of a village near Eskil Whitchurch, past Iceland.
Yeah. And are you guys walking about at 5 a.m. wearing red balaclavas?
We to do all the football shots in the video, we needed a bit of privacy, so we literally got up at like the crack of dawn. And we went down the local fields, and we're just like kicking the ball around with these red balaclavas on, looking like
scaring away joggers.
Yeah, scaring away joggers.
We got the Gareth Bale graffiti shot, and then we weren't quite happy with it. So we were like, right, get up tomorrow, 5 o'clock, let's go down there for another shot. Got down there, there's a big articulated lorry parked in front of it. Honestly, mate.
Yeah, it's just some builder, like, obviously doing nothing and reading the sun or something. He was so. We had to do a couple of laps and come back. Luckily, he buggered off there. We were right.
And I'm guessing the matchstick heads is the reason why you wear the red sort of balaclava.
The name came from the headgear, I think. Yeah. So it wasn't like the other way around. But
I wanted to be called Robson and Carney.
Like that, I think that's growing.
And then he didn't get picked, so we dodged that bullet.
Yeah, and Jonesy's got a really important high up corporate job, so he needs a bit of anonymity.
Jonesy's got to keep well low. He does not want his head company does not want to find out Jonesy was running around the fields at 5 o'clock in the morning with a red balaclava on.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, they do now, but
yeah, they do now. Yeah, it wouldn't be that hard to piece it all together, to be honest.
I'm guessing pretty much everybody knew it was you guys then.
We've kind of like all our mates have seen it now, and they will like it. So it's a good sign. So we're just trying to get more people to see the video, really, and hear the track.
Yeah. What's the feedback been like for you guys? Because I actually thought it was phenomenal. And I have got mates in Scotland who are absolutely creasing at it. They think it is absolutely brilliant. They think, and I agree, the problem nowadays with all these songs for countries going into football tournaments is they're all pre-produced and candy-coated, and they're rubbish. Well, you need a bit of comedy, and that's what you get with that, a great comedy value. It's a great track. The music's fantastic, and the video is just hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's quite a dangerous genre to do because it's easy to sound cheesy, and there's a lot of not even like good cheese, like bad cheesy videos out there, I think we were just when I was writing that, I thought it'd be quite cool to kind of do it a bit more lo-fi, I was kind of inspired a bit by like Sleaford Mods type of vibe, you know, it's kind of lo-fi, a little bit kind of obnoxious to a degree, and then but then we wanted it to sound football, like a football song, so then we were thinking about like what's that kind of Sabutio vibe, how do we get that into it, so we went like things like the Lightning Seeds, so you've got like that kind of those keyboards, keyboards,
yeah,
that kind of sounded match amazing. Of the day vibe as well, yeah. Kind of weaved into it as well. So things really.
When you listen to it, it just takes you away, and you think this is what football tracks are. But and it's a little tongue in cheek as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It needs to be, doesn't it? It can't be too serious. I mean, no. There's some proper serious ones out there, aren't there?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard the Republic of Ireland one? I mean, what's that all about?
Oh, don't get him started, mate. Yeah,
I mean, come on. I mean,
is that the one with Bono in U2?
That all about? Is that a joke? I mean, really?
I think that's because he didn't qualify, so they just unleashed that on the world as a kind of like.
It's cruel, isn't it?
We're not going. you've got to listen to this instead. Thing.
Is there a Scotland one?
Well, yes, I like him, Boogie. There's a few. You see, it's opened a debate in Scotland. It's opened a little bit of a war because the song is Yes, I Like Him Boogie. The problem is you've got about 10 different people doing it. I interviewed a lad called Mark from the Dirty Kilts and I got Baccarat to come on with them. But no, there's like four different versions and it's, well, you know, this is a civil war, this one, guys. A civil war in Scotland before the tournament's even started, just about who should actually, you know, the Fratellas have released a version and obviously they're the Fratellas and they're the big boys. So,
Yeah,
it's a war zone. But listen, let's be honest. I mean, our previous record, the tournaments. I mean, the last one I remember was "Don't Come Home Too Soon."
Yeah, when that's the one I remember. Yeah,
I probably would have relabeled that with "Why Are You Going At All." I mean, obviously, let's say you start the song with "Once Upon a Time We Were Crap," but now we're not. You're not, are you? You're not. You have got the basis of a really good squad. And what was his name? Welsh Manager Time, Chris. What was his name? What's his sick name?
It's Coleman.
Yeah. What a guy he was, eh?
Yeah. And we got a good 0-0 home draw on the weekend as well. So definitely not crap anymore.
No, we'll beat the Minnows.
I think like we're lucky in Wales because a lot of our best players come through the English system, really, don't they? So, you know, they go to the academies of the big clubs in England, but they want to play for Wales. So they get developed quite well. So we're lucky we get X-factor players like Ramsey and Bale come through, who at international level make a big difference.
Yeah, and Daniel James,
yeah. Because if it all came from Wales, from the Welsh League, we wouldn't be doing this.
I'd probably be getting a road.
I can't even think of any TNS players or Gap kind of key players right off the top of my head. I'm sure that Wrexham are owned by Ryan Reynolds or something like that right now.
We'll see what happens there, but
we'll see how long that lasts. I can't imagine Deadpool playing up front for Wrexham.
What's that, mate? Sorry, didn't hear that.
I can't imagine Deadpool's going to be playing up front for Wrexham.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got our first gig announced today. I don't know if you're following us on Insta.
I am following Insta. I obviously haven't seen the post yet because all I've been doing on today is talking to bands. I've had 5 interviews today, so I would like you to announce that gig, please, right, so the whole audience can hear.
Absolutely. So we're playing down at the famous Macintosh Sports Arena in Roath in Cardiff on Saturday, doing a real special halftime PA for the Wales-Switzerland game. So, you know, I don't know if any of your listeners want to travel down from Scotland, but if they are, get there early. Limited capacity, obviously, with the restrictions at the moment, but you know, it's going to be a sellout. So,
you'd be surprised how many Scottish folk will travel down. Honestly, the amount of folk I've spoke to that they're just saying they don't care who wins it, so long as it's not one country. There's just one country that I've spoke to that nobody wants them to win any games. I'm not saying what country is, but I'm saying that nobody wants them to win. I don't know who that is, but the pals I talk to, they all say.
Are they joined favourites now with France?
So you guys looking forward to it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, should be good. I think it's a lot of good teams in it this year.
Yeah,
and a lot of the groups are hard to call, I would say.
Yeah, we've got a tough group, haven't we? But if we get out of the group, it's knockout. Then it's anyone's game, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's the unpredictability. And let's be honest, football this season has been completely weird. You know, just weird. You're seeing teams winning that you wouldn't... I mean, I see Liverpool getting beat 7-2 or something, or 7-3 or something this season. I'm thinking, you know, it's just a weird season. And then, you know, you're looking at it's unpredictable. And I actually think Scotland are unpredictable. I just, for the first time ever, I'm thinking to myself, there is an actual possibility that Scotland might actually do something and get more than 1 point.
Yeah. What is that? What's the vibe in Scotland? Is it optimism or?
Well, the alcohol prices have been reduced by 50%, so there isn't any feeling. They're on them. They're not there to take part. They're just there to party.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They're just hoping that they were all hoping they could go to it so they could just try cheap beer everywhere and, you know, enjoy the tournament. But as it is, you know, it is what it is. Scotland's kind of, I don't know, it's a weird one, guys, there, because I have a feeling that we're going to be underestimated slightly, especially by England. I think they'll look at us in mockers like they always do. And I think they might be in for a little shock this time. There'll certainly be no Paul Gascoigne chair moments, that's for sure. And if anything, Lee Griffiths gave them a moment to think about it at Hampden, and we've shown we can handle it.
Yeah. England always go into tournaments with a lot of baggage, I think, mentally. And although they had a good World Cup last time, normally most of their players come out of a tournament with, like, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome. Yeah.
I'm sure the Sun are lining up some pictures of Jack Grealish or something.
Just hanging somewhere, hanging on a washing line in Cambridge. See, we don't have that problem in Scotland because there's no washing lines, and obviously they're not going to burn a Celtic Scotland strip because it cost them 58 quid in the first place to buy it. And everybody would know whose shirt it was anyway, because they probably still have the tag on the back of it if they've shoplifted it. So, no, we don't have that problem. We go there thinking, oh, well, just here to take part, a little bit of fun. Besides, it really annoys the BBC and it annoys ITV when Scotland have to play in the same tournament as England.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, looking at Gareth Bale, you know, and his current situation, obviously, new manager at Real Madrid and all that. And obviously, Gareth's looking at this tournament as a real chance to put himself back in the shop window slightly.
I don't know if like they're like national rumours, but there's lots of rumours flying around that he's going to retire after the tournament. Could be a load of nonsense, but I mean, he could go back and play for Real Madrid. He could go off to China.
He said it would cause carnage if he announced what he was going to do before the tournament. So who knows what he's actually...
might become a professional golfer. Don't know.
A hairdresser.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clearly... I always thought that his idol was Robbie Savage, judging by the ponytail he's got there. And I do like the Robbie Savage moment, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So who came up with the whole video idea? Whose idea was it to the way the video went?
It's probably a bit of both, really. We kind of bounced off each other a bit for it. We were like, well, we can either do this as like us trying to perform to camera, which we both kind of were like, and then we just came up with like a story, a really basic story for the video. And we wanted to, there's obviously the roll call part of the song where we're doing all the names of the players. So we needed to think of a way of getting that into the storyline. So we came up with the mild concussion to do it.
Yeah, you should see the terrible football outtakes from
it. Yeah. See, I think you should release the outtakes. I think that is something you should put straight out. I think the outtakes have to come out with the song as well, because you know we don't know what's going to happen in this Euro. So let's have a bit of fun afterwards as well. You know, because I predict I have not hid it. I have made it crystal clear. I think Wales could go all the way. I really believe it. I think I'm not saying it's the skill factor. I just think there's something about Wales. There's something about the passion, the pride, the belief, you know. And I think because of where they've got to, they don't want to let go of that. And I think they could go all the way this time.
That would be awesome. I think if they could channel the togetherness that they had in the last tournament, they'd do well.
And playing out in Baku, that's anyone's game, isn't it? Go and play Switzerland out there.
There's no home advantage, is there? Because they're playing in the other side of the world.
Completely different time zones and everything. So, yeah, that's a bit of a kind of heads or tails, isn't it? Let's hope they get tails to Wales.
Boom.
That's what I was coming to. That's exactly where we were going. Well, that was brilliant. You see me leading into that. Tail to Wales. And I'm guessing we're talking about the toss of a coin here. Yeah. So who come up with the edge of the Wales? I guess... in the toss of a coin.
Yeah, the tough one for Wales is Italy away, isn't it? Like they've got to go to Rome to play Italy, and then if you get a draw there, then I think they'll do it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think there'll certainly be a tough team to crack, you know. So when you come up with this song titled "Tales for Wales," who came up with that?
Me. It's like an expression that. I don't even know where I heard it.
It's Tales Never Fails in Wales.
Is it Tales of Wales Never Fails? Is it from what's it called? Twin Town? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, it might be in Twin Town.
It's just like an expression that sort of everyone knows in Wales. Mm. And it just came out of nowhere, really. And then hey, Wales rhymes with Bale. So
yeah, there we go. So
there you go. Next one thing led to another. There you go. Then you got a chorus, and then you're away.
And when you first played it back to yourselves, when you first sat there, finished it all, and you're in the studio, and the guy says, "Right, here you go, lads. Here's your track," and you heard it back. What did you think?
Yeah, we were really happy with it. We know it's pretty catchy. Everyone we've played it to says they can't get it out of their head.
No one said they hate it.
No, we had no haters. Mm. So it's a good sign.
Apart from one guy on TikTok called a Sheep Shaggers.
That'll be Jeremy.
Yeah.
Just something like Jeremy, right. Jeremy in Leamington Spa. Hello, Jeremy in Leamington Spa.
Have you been on? Are you on TikTok? Have you been on there? Kids are up.
Man, I do you know I hate TikTok. I hate it.
It's mental. It is mental. TikTok. It's just.
I watched TikTok for a bit, and it's just full of. It's full of buzz who just want to dance about and guys who come on giving it. Hi, my name's Jeremy, and I just want to tell you how to look after your lady. And I'm a nice guy.
Kids are blowing things up and doing all sorts of crazy stuff on there, from what I could see. Like, it can't keep up with them. It's like
can you? It's like Facebook and acid, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. On Iron Brew.
Oh no, you
wouldn't.
That would be a totally different type of TikTok, trust me. You imagine Glasgow TikTok. Oh no, frightening, that's a terrible thought. I mean, so what are you guys gonna do after this? After this is all over? Are we gonna get some more off you?
Yeah.
You can't disappear.
No. So we've got a Christmas number.
Yeah, we've got a Christmas song already written. Mm. So there you go. Yeah,
that's what we call the cash cow.
Should it not be the cash sheep?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? And Leamington Spa.
Yeah. Well, start the buzz now. We've got a Christmas song, and yeah. It's coming out in 4 months' time.
Ironically, it's coming out. Around Christmas time. I have to be honest, bringing it out of Easter might be a slight problem there, because, you know, you want to bring it out when he's born, not when he's dead.
Yeah.
Can I help? And what's that going to be called?
It's called A Christmas Hit. That's the name of the song, Christmas Hit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beauty. Well, guys, you're really... You're really put pen to paper this time. Oh, come on, you gotta think of something original. We'll just call it
Christmas shit. I yeah. It might be shit, though.
If Wales were to win this, do you think the Welsh team should recognise the work that this song has done to prepare them and help them and propel them to victory?
Well, it would be amazing if we got any type of like acknowledgement of anyone who'd actually listened to it, you know, just like the smallest of mentions, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess they're all covered because there's an official song, isn't it?
So we've got the official song. They've all got like gagging orders not to like speak ill about it.
Yeah, the PR people, managers,
agents, and everything. Yeah. So
but the official one's pushing it.
Oh. Yeah. No,
it's blogging, isn't it?
I promised I wouldn't flag it for any other ones. But yeah, it is pish, as you'd say.
Yeah, it's pish. Absolutely.
Pretend I don't know what that means.
Bang up there. Yeah, a pish. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can work out what pish means. It's what we say in Scotland when you go for a pee or when you're drunk. But usually we refer to something being pish.
I'm a big fan of Lindy, so I know what pish means.
That's the saying. It's a saying in Scotland. We have it. We just use it when something's crap. It's pish.
Yeah, definitely. And they were getting some bad comments, weren't they, on their feeds? Because it's pretty average. Yeah,
it is. It is. It's pretty poor, and it doesn't exactly excel yourself. In fact, it's not even a good advert for going to. I thought yours was a better advert. You know, I think you could go to Wales. Let's go to Wales, and I'll see guys running about in red. If you were living in Belfast. And you watch that video, you think, well, it's just like being in Belfast. I'm going to Wales with a matchstick heads. You're on a bit of balaclavas and all.
Yeah, I wouldn't be walking around Belfast in a balaclava, mate.
I don't know.
I don't think we would have filmed that video in Belfast.
At 5 o'clock in the morning in Belfast.
We'd have the kneecaps there by the end of the shoot.
I wouldn't walk around Merthyr in a balaclava.
So whereabouts in Wales are you guys from again?
We're from Cardiff.
Cardiff. And you guys speak in Welsh? Tell me the weirdest word in Welsh.
The famous one is poppity ping, isn't it? Poppity ping is a microwave.
Ping.
Poppity ping is a microwave in Welsh.
Is it?
Yeah. Like
poppity ping. I was going somewhere completely different with poppity ping then. I won't lie. I was
I was thinking that was made famous on The Apprentice or something. But my knowledge of Welsh is low.
It's my mother's first language, but I can't speak any of it.
His mum was on there's a Welsh TV channel called S4C, and his mum was on a game show on S4C. It's all in Welsh. And it's like Blockbuster or whatever in Welsh.
Welsh, so, that'd be a long show.
Did she win anything?
No.
Just
you didn't win.
She had a great time though.
Yeah.
I mean, it must have been a long show. I mean, can you imagine doing Countdown in Welsh? I'm gonna have a piece of wife. How do you? One thing that has got me is, how do we say the word Wales in? Because it's Cymru, isn't it? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Cymru.
How do you say it?
Cymru.
It's Cymru. I've always wondered that, because you know, as Scottish, we just say it how we see it. You know, and I'm like, what's that say? Cymru. I've been trying to figure it out for years, so I'm glad to get that noticed. You know, I'm glad you cleared that up for me, because otherwise I'd have walked into a Welsh pub someday and thinking I'm chatting Wales or something, getting chubbed in the nose. So guys, obviously, let's say we've got a bit more serious time. You're sort of opening up against Switzerland. You know, what's your match? What's your score predictions?
I'm going to go for 2-1 Wales.
Is it?
Yeah.
Grind out 1-0, I think.
Grind out a win.
It'd be 0-0 until quite late on, and we'll grind one out.
Yeah.
Definitely. And who do you think will score? Because I think it's going to be Gareth Bale.
Absolutely.
Gareth Bale. It'd be nice if Ramsey scored, because he hasn't scored for a while, has he?
Yeah. But he's more of a creator, isn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, Bale step up to the plate when he's bound.
I think he's on good form as well.
Mm. He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he seems fit again. He doesn't seem to be carrying any injuries, because he's got quite weak legs, I think, from all the times he's been like kicked. But he's been in pretty good scoring form for Tottenham the tail end of the season. Daniel James has found a bit of form as well. So it's good. Our attacking players seem to be fit and firing. So it's good news for Wales.
Yeah, the future's looking good. It should be interesting. It's certainly going to be exciting, isn't it? I mean, you must be getting the beers ready now. And I think the disappointing thing is we're still under these COVID restrictions. And I think when a tournament's like that coming here, apparently Wembley's not though. Apparently Wembley, when England games are, they're going to get lots of English fans and they'll be allowed in, but nobody else will be.
Really?
That's what we're hearing in Scotland. We're hearing all sorts of rumours and all that. Obviously, part of it's going to be in Scotland as well, but there'll be nobody turn up to that because, you know, where are we going to go watch a bunch of foreigners kicking the ball about for, you know? We don't even watch the foreigners that play football in the leagues in Scotland. We all think they're uppish, so we're not going to watch them kicking the ball.
Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it? But hopefully it's not long now, and then these restrictions go, and then future tournaments are back to normal. Yeah, we can just everyone can kind of start to get on with things again.
Well, that's it. I mean, obviously, for me, if it had been, you know, fans allowed in, you guys would have been singing live. You know, you guys would have been there, and as Wales were walking out.
I said when we finished recording, if we make it famous, at the moment we'll be playing to an empty stadium in Wembley for a semi-final, England-Wales.
It's mad, isn't it?
No one. Yeah. Hilarious.
A little makeshift platform.
Yeah. In the middle of the field. Miming to no one.
Yeah. With people outside the stadium just going about their business thinking...
Yeah, just like the cleaner or the janitor just watching.
Can't figure out what's that all about. I was expecting to wear the national anthem. Well, look, guys, it's been absolutely fantastic chatting to you. And I honestly, I'm a big fan of the music and I'm a big fan of the Welsh. I hope they do well. But I'm a big fan of anybody in that group. And I'm a big fan of anybody in any group, so long as one particular country gets pumped and gets knocked out, I'm happy. You know, it makes my day, and I hope Wales go all the way. In fact, I would like it for Wales to meet England in the first knockout stage and send them home. I'm not being biased here. This isn't any kind of hate, but I'm just saying, I'd be happy if it was Iceland or France or Germany or Holland. Anybody, just but them.
Yeah, it would be great if that did happen. Be more material for the next tournament.
Oh, excellent. I've been looking forward to that. Well, guys, I wish you all the very best. And could you guys introduce your single, please?
This is Matchstick Heads, and our single is called Tales for Wales.
Thank you very much, guys. I look forward to chatting you again. I am Dennis Dale, and this is the NMF Podcast, and this is Matchstick Heads, Tales for Wales.
You're listening to the NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin.
We used to be crap, and that was that. No World Cups or Euros, only Grand Slams. And then one day, everything changed. We got to the semi-finals where England lost to Iceland. Tales for Wales never fails. Gareth Bale and the rest. Tales for Wales never fails. Gareth says that we are the best, we are the best. And now we're good, we qualify like we should. We can grind out one this and spank the minnows. But in the blink of an eye, our Euro chances may die. But that's the way it goes, so we keep singing. Tales for Wales never fails. Gareth Bale and the rest. Tales for Wales never fails. Gareth says that we are the best, we are the best.
John Charles, Ian Rush, Mark Hughes, Neville Southall, Dean Saunders, Simon David, Craig Bellamy, Robin Savage, John Hartson, Gary Speed, Ashley Williams, Aaron Ramsey, Gareth Bale.
We never fail. Tales for Wales never fails. Gareth Bale and the rest. Tales for Wales never fails. Gareth says that we are the best. Tales for Wales never fails. Gareth Bale and the rest. Tales for Wales never fails. Gareth says that we are the best.
you joined the cult yet? Terrace Cult Clothing, the new casual brand on the terraces. That's Terrace Cult Clothing, terracecult.com.
Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's beheadclothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin in association with beheadclothing.co.uk.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. Terracecult.com.
Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on, save up to 50%. Just go to beheadclothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk.
Amazing deals now on at Currys PC World. Check out these Hotpoint steam washers. This 8 kilo is only £249, or trade up to the 9 kilo for just £30 more. Plus, there's free delivery. Save up to £500 on these 2020 Samsung QLED TVs with spectacular picture detail. And no more messy wires with one near invisible cable from just £1,399. Get the new Fitbit Sense, the most advanced Fitbit health smartwatch for stress management, skin temperature, heart and health. And get free next day delivery on all Dyson cordless vacuums, including the V11 Absolute. Just £599 at Currys PC World.
There's something new happening on the terraces. There's a new cult. Terrace Cult Clothing. Check them out now at Terrace Cult Clothing. Terracecult.com.
Well, there you go, that was the Matchstick, his latest single. Really looking forward to seeing how well's doing the Euros. It's great speaking to the lads from Matchstick Heads, and I really enjoy that single. It's something different, a little bit of fun, which we need right now. Definitely a little bit of fun. I'm Dennis Devlin, this has been the NMF Podcast, and I bid ye farewell.
You're listening to the NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin.
Good evening. Tonight's show is brought to you in association with Behead Clothing Glasgow. That's beheadclothing.co.uk. Remember, let's speak up and be heard. The NMF Podcast with Dennis Devlin in association with beheadclothing.co.uk. Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk. Kids sale now on, save up to 50%. Just go to beheadclothing.co.uk, enter promo code KIDS50. That's Behead Clothing Glasgow at beheadclothing.co.uk.